Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
Thanks for joining us on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. If you like snow, that's coming. So go in and have a pint. You know, we're talking about live music and the Fat Fish Pub, and Neil Minella owns it. What would you say? 70-30 on live music, what you love most about your place? 70 the live music, 30 the great beer selection?
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of... A lot of hard work and just real boring stuff during the week, but
it's good to have both.
Yeah, it keeps me in check.
a dive with crappy beers is a good place to go see a show too.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and you've played in plenty of those, but now you've got a venue that's yours. Your band can set up and play anytime they want. That's kind of nice.
I mean, you know.
Well, you do got behind-the-scenes stuff to do.
Yeah. It's tough to run a show and play a show at the same time.
That's true. And it's not always that you and I were talking about this on the phone. It's not some people might think it's a 24-hour party in Neil Minella's life because he owns a music venue.
No, it's about 12 hours of work a day and 12 hours of sleep a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty evenly split.
Right. You're not, somebody else isn't running the gig and you're not there. You are there. You're in it.
Yep.
And a staff of Neil Minella owns the Fat Fish Pub in Galesburg. He's Joliet boy. It's Downers Grove here in the area. Played in several bands. A musician, a guitar player, a banjo player. What else do you pick up? The mandolin?
No. Only one case.
Banjo. Yeah. And his band Frank F. Sidney Western Bandit Volunteers. And also we might hear a touch of the, what was the first band?
The Super Hot Horseradish String Band.
Super Hot. You always got bands that people are always trying to find the words to say the name. What is the name? Super Hot something, but that's all right. the music sticks in your head for sure. Neil, tell us about your staff at the Fat Fish Pub, because I know it's just not you running the joint.
You know, it's just me, a couple of bartenders, you know, one of them has been there since when Burl owned the place.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, fantastic staff. I couldn't be any happier. It's gotten to a point where, well, like, you know, Tuesday nights, I still have to have band practice. So
yeah,
it's like, you know, I leave it up to a bartender and
you know. You got to have reliable people, right?
You got to have reliable people over there. Yeah. But no, it's been great. They're all wonderful people, willing to work with me on different stuff, and especially on, you know, band nights and stuff like that. I might need to call in an extra, or you know, depending on how many people I'm expecting to show up. Yeah, they've been absolutely great.
All integral parts to making the Fat Fish Pub run. Mm-hmm. You mentioned off the air a bit ago, your sound guy.
Yep.
You don't just got a sound guy, any sound guy off the street. This kid's got a nice degree.
Yeah. He's a Full Sail grad. Full Sail's audio engineering school in Winter Park, Florida.
Yeah.
But you know, also having, you know, that degree, he's also one of my best friends and roommate, and
yeah,
you know, we worked together at Guitar Center for a long time, and it was when we got into the place, we knew that we needed a full-time sound guy, somebody that knows that room like the back of their hand,
right,
and can get bands dialed in and going.
Because I don't want you to say
no problems.
I don't want you to say the venue you walked out of, but you've walked out of venues before and said, man, the band was great, but the sound in there sucked.
Yeah.
You've said it.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
And you own the Fat Fish mostly because of your passion for music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The beer and alcohol is just an extra.
Like, yeah.
That's, you know, the music is the number one focus over there.
So you got, it's got to feel good to have a guy that knows what he's doing behind the dials.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure that just I don't have. I haven't had to deal with it because he does such a great job in there.
Right.
And even bands that come out, they're like, wow, holy cow, like, where'd you find that guy?
Don't let him go.
Yeah, don't let him go.
He's your roommate. You're not moving out.
He's probably listening right now. He's going to ask for a raise when I get back over there.
Neil Minella is here, and he is the co-owner of the Fat Fish Pub in Galesburg. Widely known for a place with a good pint that you can have. You guys got some, let's talk about that for a second. You've got some good varieties of beer there as you're enjoying live music.
Yeah, I mean, there's 17 handles in the place, you know, but I mean, there's only two domestics on draft.
Yeah.
Everything else is like, you know, a pretty wide variety of craft beer on draft. And, you know, I was never really, you know, that deep into the craft beer scene.
Yeah.
Until I started having to buy it.
Right.
You know? But I've had some really good advice, and actually one of my reps turned into a friend of mine. You know, we have a lot of mutual friends. He's from the Quad Cities, and a lot of mutual music tastes. So he's kind of like my craft advisor.
Oh, nice.
And you know, it's one of the biggest things I've heard when people come up and look at the handles, they're like, "Holy cow, you guys have a really good variety of craft beer."
Great selection.
Yeah.
You guys were doing food after Burrow left too, and recently kind of let that go because, as you explained to me, which solidifies your dedication to live music. Food was cool, but that wasn't your thing.
Yeah. It was never really my thing. And like the original plan for the Elks Club was never to have a restaurant in it. And like, you know, I've worked in restaurants, like, and you know, I get it. Well, there's a lot of people that have a passion for it.
Yeah.
I'm just not one of those people.
Right.
You know, so we made the decision just a few weeks ago to close the kitchen up. But that's not the end of, you know, food. What we're going to do is kind of have like different food trucks come in,
mm-hmm.
and serve. I opened up like a little like service window in the back there, and they're just going to kind of have their own deal back there. If somebody's sitting at the bar and wants food, I'm just going
to send them to that
back window. And
yeah.
It'll be, well, next weekend we have Smoke and Willie's Barbecue coming in to serve food Friday and Saturday next week.
Very cool. So yeah. Local vendors coming, using your resources of people you know that.
Yeah.
That do love that.
That do love that. Yeah. Yep.
That's pretty great. Neil Manel is here. The Fat Fish Pub is his home away from home. Solomon Sage are on stage tonight. There's not too many nights where there's not music going on at the Fat Fish. And that's the goal, right?
That's the goal, yeah. You know, the week kicks off Monday night, open mic, hosted by the Memphis Dives. You know, they're, you know, just they're four local friends of mine. I was like, "Hey, you guys want to come host an open mic?" And they said, "Yeah, like we can do that."
Yeah.
And it's slowly growing into a really nice, you know, kind of Monday night scene. I'm starting to see a lot of new musicians coming out that I've never met before, and that's, you know, that's another reason we kind of got into this, is, you know, just to meet new people and hear some new talent, you know.
Yep. I tell people, you know, you've probably seen it too in Galesburg. There's ebbs and flows with the music scene. There's some bands that have stayed around forever. We could both name four or five of them, but you know, new bands popping up. Are there kids in their garages? Are there kids in their basements with guitars? Are they buying them?
Yeah, they're starting to pop up more and more.
And that's great. Yeah, when you foster a scene, they start coming out, and that's what you're doing over there. So locally, tonight, Solomon said, are Saturdays reserved for local bands? Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. It just kind of depends on who, when, and where. You know, it's kind of like who's available and what I can get in there. And like that's kind of one of the more fun juggling acts that I do over there, is kind of dates and bands and who's available, who's coming through town, who I can get, and you know. But you know, that's another one of those things that I just love to do, is like somebody says, "Hey, you got to listen to them, check them out." It's like, wow, these guys are really good.
Yeah.
You know, let's kind of start to build a crowd for them out here, and you know, get them back a couple different times. And you know, the first time around might not be the greatest, but
yeah,
you know, once people start to hear about some of the new music coming through, it's unbelievable how quick a crowd will grow for like the second or third time a band's been through. And even now, like, we've only had the place, I think we're going on 8 months, and just, you know, for instance, some friends of mine from McHenry, Illinois, they're called Miles Over Mountains. They're a four-piece bluegrass band. They do originals, bluegrass covers. But the first time I had them out, you know, it was like, you know, I don't want to say it was like embarrassing, because it wasn't like a full room.
Right.
You know? But the second and third time that I had them out, it's like almost, you know, the numbers have almost doubled coming through the
door. It's like all those people that were there told all their friends.
Yeah, they told all their friends, and then they told all their friends, and you know, they're gonna be regulars, you know.
Yeah.
They're gonna be coming back for sure.
You know? you don't get down when you get a punch in the stomach and get an off night. You don't
no,
get down on yourself.
No, yeah. Just, you know, it's just another kind of aspect of life. You know,
yeah.
You win some, you lose some.
Right.
You know?
It's the nature.
But you know, just keep your head up and, you know, bring them back and start building the scene around them, and you know, and go from there.
Yeah. Neil Manel is here. The Fat Fish Pub is over there for a great pint to pull and to see some great music. Always filling your ears with great music over there, trying to keep someone on stage just about every night in a building that is pretty cool. The old Midwest Photo Building.
Yeah.
So many great aspects of that place. And I think just over the last 7 or 8 years, for people that never discovered it, walking to the Fat Fish, like, wow, this is really cool. What was this before? So I don't know how often you're telling that story of what it was before. But.
Yeah, well, you know, I do see Tom Foley quite a bit. So whenever he's there and somebody asks me, I'd be like, you know what, you should really go talk to that
guy. The expert, right?
He's
there.
He's the expert.
Where back where the pool tables are, I think used to be maybe the dark room, the lab.
It was the old developing room.
The old developing room, yeah.
And we were, I was just kind of ran past Tom one day during jazz night, and he was looking at this big stain on the floor, and he's like, oh, he's like, I think I put that there. He's like, they spilled some kind of developing, you know, chemical in it, and it stained the floor just this really dark. And,
yeah.
You know, he's like, he was looking at it. That.
It's either me or my dad. Yeah. That's great. Neil Manella from the Fat Fish Pub. More with him on Galesburg Live coming up. It's 8:47. Partly cloudy skies, 22 outside. Snow coming tomorrow night. Thanks for being on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.